Good weekend to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. On our journey toward Christmas 2024, we're wrestling with one Christmas question each day. How about this question for this weekend? Why Bethlehem? Have you ever wondered about that? In the first century, Bethlehem was nothing more than a village, perhaps a few hundred people at most. It was about 6 miles immediately south of Jerusalem, the same place that it is today. The world had already seen magnificent cities over the previous several centuries. The pharaohs had used slave labor to construct the pyramids, the Sphinx, and great cities in their Egyptian dynasties. And the Assyrians had done the same, building the greatest city of its day, Nineveh. For the Babylonians, it was the great city of Babylon, and for the Persians, the great city of Susa. For the Greeks, it was Alexandria, and for the Roman Empire, it was, of course, Rome. If God was looking to make a grand entrance through his incarnation here on planet Earth, certainly God had many great options over the centuries in magnificent cities of our world. But the little quiet village of Bethlehem on the road to Jerusalem in Israel? Why? Why Bethlehem of all places? I'm sure you understand, my friends, that the Bible is primarily focused on one small nation, Israel, and the people God calls his chosen people, according to Exodus 19. God told Moses to tell the Hebrew slaves at Mount Sinai, "Out of all the nations, you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." So, it's reasonable that if God was going to come to live on earth among the human race for several years, Israel would be the place to which he would come, to live among his people, right? In fact, John the disciple describes it this way. He, that's Jesus, God the Son, was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. John chapter 1. It's amazing, really. The creator of the entire universe came to live for a while on this one little planet Earth, which he had made. And he came to live among the human race which he had designed and created in his image, yet humanity did not recognize their creator was here among them. In fact, I have a question for us. If this very same Jesus was born in the very same obscure way in our time, perhaps in your town, would our modern world ignore him in our day the same way they ignored Jesus in the first century? So why Bethlehem? Well, yes, perhaps the obvious reason is because pregnant Mary needed to go with her husband Joseph to Bethlehem to register for the census decreed by the Caesar. Do you remember that part of the Christmas story? Luke chapter 2, verse 1 says, "In those days Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and lineage of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born." Luke chapter 2, 1-6. So you might say the Christmas incarnation of God happened in Bethlehem because Joseph and Mary were caught up in a political decision and a taxation declaration. The census was for the purpose of taxing the people. The Roman government was running a deficit and needed more money to accomplish their global ambitions. Of course, the Roman Caesar, who thought himself to be the most powerful and important man in the world, had no idea God, the creator of the universe, was coming to our planet for a visit just at that time. 700 years before Caesar Augustus was even born, a little-known Jewish prophet was led by God to make this prediction. "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origin are from old, from ancient times." Micah chapter 5, verse 2. Through this Jewish prophet Micah, during the reign of the wicked Jewish king Ahaz, and about the time the great Assyrian Empire was invading and conquering the northern kingdom Israel, Micah was led by God to write this prophecy about the little village of Bethlehem. King Ahaz, you may recall, was a wicked man, and he was too busy erecting idols and even closing the temple of God, according to 2 Chronicles 28, to pay any attention to this remarkable promise that one day God would make his quiet arrival to begin his earthly visit here in Bethlehem. So, another reason Jesus was born in Bethlehem was because God had predicted it 700 years before Joseph and Mary came to register for that census. And God always makes sure his predictions come true. As we've already seen in Luke's Christmas account, Joseph and Mary came to Bethlehem because that was King David's hometown. And since both Mary and Joseph were born into the lineage of David, Caesar's decree required that they go, both of them, in person to register in David's town, Bethlehem. Perhaps you remember it was the great Old Testament prophet and judge Samuel who introduced us to the young shepherd boy David when Israel needed a king. God told Samuel to go to Bethlehem, to the home of a man named Jesse who had 8 sons, and anoint the youngest son, David, as the future king of Israel, 1 Samuel 16. And yes, not long thereafter, Jesse sent his young son David to visit his older brothers who were serving in Saul's army, and it was on that fateful day shepherd boy David killed the Philistine giant Goliath with one stone, 1 Samuel 17. But friends, did you know there are 2 other famous biblical stories in the history of Israel which raise the little village of Bethlehem to prominence? The story of Ruth and Naomi takes place in Bethlehem and is recorded for us in the Bible book of Ruth. Perhaps you remember God's miraculous provision. The Moabite widow Ruth returned to Bethlehem with her mother-in-law and eventually married Boaz, the kinsman redeemer for widow Naomi. And the first child born to Boaz and Ruth is named Obed. That wonderful story ends with this summary. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. The Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son. And they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. Ruth chapter 4. And several generations further back in the history of ancient Israel, we find the first biblical mention of Bethlehem. The patriarch Jacob buried the love of his life, his wife Rachel, on the way to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem. Over her tomb, Jacob set up a pillar, and to this day, that pillar marks Rachel's tomb. Genesis 35. Jacob and his entire family were leaving a very powerful encounter with God at the place called Bethel, where Jacob had first encountered God 20 years before, Genesis 28. As they traveled, Rachel was pregnant and went into labor and died giving birth to her second son, Benjamin. As the verse says, that place has been a revered, cherished place for millennia. But sadly, in the recent past, ISIS warriors desecrated it and did some damage to what Jacob had erected in honor of Rachel. I've included a picture which was taken in 1912 of Rachel's tomb, long before ISIS. So why Bethlehem? Well, because God chose that little town to be a very special place in the story of his people Israel. Did you know Bethlehem means house of bread? And do you remember Jesus once said, "The bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. I am the bread of life," John chapter 6. Jesus was referring to himself as compared to the daily manna in the desert, which the rescued Hebrew slaves ate. But also Bethlehem, because God came to earth humbly, not with fanfare. And tomorrow we'll look at the humble arrival of Jesus as we consider the question, why a manger? For today, I hope Bethlehem takes on new significance in your celebration of Christmas. And here's a wonderful Christmas song about that village as I urge you to walk with Jesus today, my friends.